Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person.
This week we have chosen to do the chart of President Barack Hussein Obama II. And yes, it's true, I never knew about the number two until today.
All right. We thought it best to take another look at his chart, considering all that's going on in the world now. Obviously, there's a lot of on-the-job pressure, to say the least.
You know, right off the bat, a major pressure point shows up in his 10th house of deeds in public. That's pretty obvious.
That's correct. The Saturn-Rahu conjunction is transiting in the middle of his 10th house and passing over the president's natal Neptune to boot. Now, let's remember that Mr. Obama is now in a Saturn major period, which is his chart ruler. Saturn's the ruler of Capricorn. So this transit up there in his 10th house, it's a powerful influence. And Saturn is the planet of responsibility and therefore burdens. The 10th house represents how you use your power and authority.
This is when being the president is very much less than fun.
Yeah, obviously he's in a quandary over what is the best course of action in the present circumstances. He must be aware that changes to the established order are afoot, and he must worry, or so we hope, about the possible outcomes. Here we have his natal Neptune, a significator of idealism, and remember that Mr. Obama did come into office riding on a tide of social idealism, something Libra is known for. But here, too, we have Saturn, the reality check planet, hitting his natal Neptune. Whatever his idealism, he is now getting a strong dose of the uncompromising quality of how the world really works. There's no real satisfactory choice in the present circumstances either.
Yeah, the other transit, which has to be messing with him big time and his job as president, is that debilitated Mars transiting his seventh house of partnership. And that very same Mars is sending its malevolent square aspect up to his 10th house, where the Saturn-Rahu combo is floating. This qualifies as big-time bad Buddha yoga.
David, are you inventing new yogas for Vedic astrology?
Well, Ron, your excellent guru, Narendra Desai, said that it's up to modern Vedic astrologers to bring the ancient science up to date.
Yeah, right. Bad Buddha yoga. Okay. All right. Actually, if you look at the USA's various allies and their responses so far, seems like they are sitting on the fence or sitting on the sidelines as part of a cheerleading squad rather than risking any direct involvement. It's clear that this one is on Mr. Obama himself. That's Saturn in his 10th, a heavy burden being further agitated by the Mars transit in his 7th.
Meanwhile, Jupiter, the planet of increase, expansion, and enlargement, is in his 6th house of enemies. This strongly indicates that Obama's plan for a limited strike will quite likely have larger consequences.
Yeah, not to mention the domestic political situation with the Republicans jumping at the chance to criticize him no matter what he does. Of course, Obama, in true chess player fashion, has now thrown it all back at the Republican Congress, calling for a vote on the matter. And so no matter which way they vote, Obama gets to call checkmate.
Yes, it's rather brilliant. I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
The situation in Syria and the Middle East region as a whole is much like a hornet's nest. You should not kick it or poke it with a stick. And if you do, you will get stung badly. Jupiter's transit in the 6th house tends to multiply your problems.
Right. So Venus rules Obama's 10th house of public deeds, and Venus, the planet of value and worth, is now debilitated as it transits through his 9th house of morals and ethics. Thus, he is definitely on the horns of a dilemma.
And I don't like this setup for another reason. Since any president has lots of advisors around giving advice, you don't want to see the planet Venus, the ruler of advice and advisors to be debilitated right now at such a stressful point in the decision-making process. Oh, yeah, and a retrograde Uranus is in Pisces across the way from the afflicted Venus, and it adds its disruptive energy to the mix. More bad Buddha.
There's that bad Buddha yoga again. All right, that's all true. And here's the final angle on his chart. The Sun, planet of authority, and Mercury, the planet of decision, are both transiting Obama's stacked eighth house of obstacles and chronic problems, where he has, natally, no less than four malefic planets, Uranus, Rahu, Pluto, and Mars.
Dear God, it sounds like a secret oligarchy of corporate fascist doom lords are actually running the show, and Obama is being used as their willing hand puppet so they can use America's machinery of war to dominate the planet.
Duh. All right. Well, David, I'm not so sure about all that, but what we can say from an astrological perspective is that the president is under a lot of pressure right now. His legacy could even be on the line. So.
With that, we must wrap it up here on AstrologyNewsReport.com, and many thanks, Ron.
Okay, until next week. Bye.